looking at the second paragraph of Mei HaShiloach on Parshas Zriya, and these editions of the Mei HaShiloach, it's on page Kuf Yud. Isha Kisa Zriya V'yolda Zachor. Now the Mei HaShiloach posits that the idea of having a child born is similar to the proper answer to our prayers. And having a Zachor means that there's an assertive power that's brought into the world. And the question is, what did man do to deserve to succeed this way? The pasuk in Yeshayahu reads, Ha'ani ashbir v'lo yoylid, Yomer Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu says about the coming redemption, all of Tzion will be full of the B'nai and B'nois Tzion, and Yerushalayim populated and rebuilt. He compares this to the arrival of a baby, that the family is born, a new family arises, and a new life is breathed into the Jewish people. It's like a new arriving baby. Imani hamoylid va'atzarti, I'm the one who has given birth. V'atzarti, am I going to stop the baby from coming out? Amar olekoich. So he takes note of the fact, mitchila ksiv loshen osid. First, it's in the future tense. Ha'ani ashbir v'loy oylid. Will I bring the woman to the mashbir, which is to the birthing chair, and then not see to it that she give birth? All in Lashon Osid. V'achakach, in future tense. V'achakach ne'amar, and then it turns into, and it changes to Lashon Avar. Past tense.
Hamolid is like the midwife?
Hamolid, yes, like the one who gives birth and brings about the birth, the doula, the midwife. V'atzarti, I'm the one who gave life. Am I going to hold it back? So this is now Lashon Avar. It's in past tense. So why the change? So he says as follows. Ki betchila, kishehaadam maschil hiskariv atzmeh laHashem Yisbarach, when a person sets out to become close to God and sets out to be a true Eved Hashem, and give it up, so to speak, and give his life over to the Rebbein Shalala. Oz mastir Hashem Yisbarach oire mimenu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides his light from the person. The person does not feel that Hashem is in his life necessarily. He doesn't feel that his davening is getting more fervent. He doesn't feel that the davening is effective. He doesn't feel himself spiritually gaining. He doesn't understand his learning so well. He doesn't see himself and doesn't experience his own life as a kadosh, as someone different, special, uplifted. He feels still very ordinary and questions whether he's even accomplishing anything in trying to get close to Hashem. But this is all k'day levaroi or k'day levarer tshukasai. This is all to be mevaron, meaning to test and to bring out, to purify and elicit tshukasai. How much does it mean to you? How much do you really want it? Do you really want it? Then you have to work at it and stay at it. And in spite of the fact that at first, maybe, first might mean weeks, months, or years, you don't see yourself gaining spiritually. You don't see yourself as a greater person, a bigger Jew. You don't feel your learning is elevating you. You don't somehow feel moved to a different, higher plane. Ad shenishbar liboy, till he realizes how lowly he is, or she is, shemakir es chesroinoi, and realizes how much is missing, and how much is failing, and how flawed this person is, and how dependent this person has to be on what HaKadosh Baruch Hu will grant him. That he alone is not capable of growing necessarily, but that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is capable of granting him the ability to grow, the spiritual capacity, the intellectual capacity to grow, to widen horizons, to learn, to study Torah. Ad shezoicha al yedei zeh, Shehashem Yisbarach Megal Eloi Divrei Torah. But it's because of the fact that Hashem holds it back from the person, and then the person strives and struggles and wants it. And this is both, again, in the realm of Avodah, as in Tefillah, and in Talmud Torah, in the realm of learning. And then the person sees himself as needing to do more, and to become more, and doesn't expect it to be a gift given to him by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to show to you, I'm going to give to you, I'm going to reveal to you so much insight, so much inspiration, and knowledge as well. More and more than even his desire would have taken him. Pischuli Pesach, Kipischa Shel Macha, open up and let Hashem into your life just a little bit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens up a Pesach, Kipischa Shel Ulam. This is a similar idea. But a person has to want. He has to start. He has to try. And then he's going to come up against the brick wall, as it were. And he's not going to be able to learn. He's not going to be able to daven the way he would like to. He's going to find himself distracted. He's going to find himself not able to. He's going to find that he can't understand much that he's trying to learn. But again, he looks at himself and says, it's my responsibility to continue to try. And it's my responsibility to recognize that there are weaknesses and moral flaws and failings in myself. And as I root them out, I'll be a greater, smarter, and holier Jew. It'll work, it'll work. When you do that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers by showing, revealing, and making so much more possible than you ever even imagined. Even Yoyser Mikvi Shukasai, even more than he would accomplish by force or by dint of his desire. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Noisen Loi Meloi Oimsai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides him with as much as he can carry. Oimus means the full burden. Everything. You want to learn Shas? I'll make it possible. You want to daven longer, better? I'll make it possible. Whatever it is that you want in the spiritual realm and in the realm of Torah and Mitzvahs, I'll make it possible. And you'll carry that burden. And I'll help you carry it. V'zeh pirish. That's why the Pasuk begins with Lashon Asid. V'zeh pirish ha-Pasuk. Ka'ani ashbir hainu. In betchilas hiskarvusai, in the beginning, when a person wants to, starts to become a Jew who cares, a Jew who feels, a Jew who works to become closer to Hashem, ani ashbir, it doesn't say. Ani shavarti. It's hani ashbir. Meaning, I will, future tense. But don't misunderstand the Me'ah Shelech. What he's saying is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to us, Ani shavarti es libay, behastaras panim. I am the one who is causing you the challenges. I'm the one who is making it difficult for you, and not readily making your rise in spiritual stature easy, available, ready. Why? Kedei lahagbir tzaakosoi. So that he'll cry out and daven for more, and wish for more, and beg for more. Ulevareroi, and to purify and bring out and elicit his desire. Kedei sheyizkil Yeshua. V'loi oilid, loshen osid. Future tense. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, from his perspective, in the future, you will be answered. I am the one who's going to make it possible. But you don't see it yet. You're still at the beginning. You have to look forward and understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says there is a future for you. Sha'oz, ein lev ha'adam ma'amin. But at the beginning, looking forward, the person is not necessarily so confident that he can, that he will reach the places of closeness of his karvus that he really desires. Ein lev ha'adam ma'amin afilu sheyoylid v'yizkil Yeshua. He doesn't think he's going to get Hashem to answer him. He doesn't think he's going to become what he would like to become, that he's going to be what he would like to be. V'zehu mikoyach hastaras panim. That's because Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm not here. I'm not readily available to you. I'm making it a little difficult for you. How much do you want me? How much do you really, really desire to be with me? That fact that it's a question, how much do you want? How much does it mean to you? That's why it's in Lashon Osed. Because what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying in this pasuk is, you don't have it yet. You come to learn, to daven. Do you know how far behind you are? Do you know how much you need yet to achieve and how much you have to try and struggle and fight to become a truly involved Yid, a holy Jew, with the fullness of devotion, where I'm with you and you're with me? You are so far away. But that's why it's in Lashon Osed. Because Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying, it's in the future. It's not here yet. The future tense is describing the situation from the human being's perspective as well. It's not just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not with you yet, but you, if you're a smart person, you have to look ahead and look into the future and realize, it, don't take it for granted, you may never achieve it. How much does it mean to you? Do you look forward to it with yen and anticipation? That's the forward-looking, desiring anticipation of a person who wants greatness and is struggling for greatness and is fighting for it spiritually, intellectually. That's the way to gain it. The only way to gain it is to say, I don't have it. It's in my future. I'm looking forward to it. I want it. I'm going to struggle for it. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not necessarily making it easy for me, not necessarily helping me feel that I've got it, that I'm there, that I've arrived. That's why the pasuk begins, Ha'ani Ashbir V'lo Eilid. Because Hashem is saying that a person has to say it's in the future. I'm not there yet. V'achakach, let's continue. V'achakach, Shezochel Yeshua, when he has God's help, B'shefer Rav, with the bounty that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides, and he is successful, and he's learning, and he's growing, and he is thriving Jewishly. Oz Makir. Ah, now he realizes, looking back, Shehaya Imay Hashem Yisbarach Mitchila. God was there the whole time. The fact that it was so difficult was because God wanted it to be difficult. It was God who was saying, it was the Rebbeinu Shlomo who was saying, I'm not going to give it to you on a silver platter. But it was Hashem. Shehayi ima Hashem Yisbarach mitchila v'ad saif, from beginning to end. V'zehu, that's why once it's achieved, the person looks back and it becomes Lashon Avar. V'zehu imani hamoylid, Lashon Avar v'atzarti. I'm not one who has held it back. You've achieved it. But I really wasn't holding it back. I was just prompting you to want it more. That it not be something easy, that it not be ordinary. You know, if accomplishing things spiritually and Jewishly would be so easy, everybody would do it. Right? Everybody would be a Welt Tzaddik. And that means that nobody would be a Tzaddik. Az makir shalahaya mamash hastaras panim. It wasn't that HaKadosh Baruch Hu truly had turned away from him and didn't want him to succeed and didn't want to be with him and didn't want that he should be with Hashem. No! Hashem was promoting and provoking him to want it more and to fight for it and struggle for it. There where a person had to cry out and beg and daven, please, I want to understand that Taisvus. I want to grow. I want to finish Shas. I want to know it. I want to be a Yid of holiness. It was Mikoyach Hashem Yisbarach that it was held back. And that it was held back, causing the person to struggle for it and strive more. Shebon Eloyes HaYeshua. That created the Yeshua. That was ultimately why he was successful. Al Yidei Hastara Hazu. Kadosh Baruch Hu hides so that you shall find him and work hard to find him. Uksiv, that's why it says in Divrei Hayamim, Im Tidrushanu Yimotzei Loch, Davar HaMelech is saying to Shlomo HaMelech, you will find him, but you have to look for him. You have to be Dairish. Im Tidrushanu Yimotzei Loch. If you want him, you look for him, you search for him, then you'll find him. And you'll find him in your life and in the events and in the experiences in your life. You'll see and understand so much, not just in your learning and davening, but you'll see in the events of your life, in the travails and vicissitudes that human beings ultimately all go through. You'll see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan. You'll see his design. You'll sense that he's guiding what's happening. But you have to look, and you have to desire, and you have to work to be able to see and sense HaKadosh Baruch Hu with you. Hine, ma she'adam zeche she'Hashem Yisbarach nimtza loy, bevadei ein ze b'mikra. It's not an accident that a person is able to feel and know and sense as he davens, as he learns, as he works, as he goes through life, to sense that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is with him. That's not b'mikra, meaning that's not something that comes by itself. That's something that comes after a lot of work and diligent, religious introspection of a constant kind, of a constant nature, awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thinking, being mindful, constantly being mindful in the way that Torah Mitzvah calls upon us to be constantly mindful, to be a true Eved Hashem, constant servant of Hashem. Rak shehoyem muchen kach mitchilois briyosoi. Lovei l'madregas Yeshua zu. It's the fact is, he's saying that it was Hashem Yisbarach's desire all along that the person achieve this, and all along the person was capable of it. When a person becomes a great person, that means that he became what he could have become. It's not that he created Yesh Me'ayin. The potential in the person and where HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you can be. This is what you can be. The person then went and created of himself what the Rebbeinu Shel Olam said he can be. Moshe Rabbeinu made of himself what HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew this going to be a Moshe Rabbeinu. All the Sfarim say HaKadosh Baruch Hu destined that there be a Moshe Rabbeinu. Does that mean that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't work? No, Moshe Rabbeinu said, let me be the best I can be. I want to be the greatest possible person I can possibly be. But it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu had already made it so that he will be. That doesn't mean that he doesn't have free will. Person has free will. But the person has to realize that there is possibly more and greater and much more significant achievements ahead, and that he, as a human being, and in his neshama, has already the ingredients God given that he can and should succeed. Now he has to want to. The person has a choice. Like it says in the pasuk, Im tidrashanu yimotze loch. If you search for him, you'll find him. It's a wondrous thing. You have tremendous potential. You may not even realize it. You may not believe in yourself. And at those moments when you don't, maybe a Kadosh Baruch Hu is pushing back at you and provoking and promoting what we hope will become your stubborn desire to accomplish even more than you have accomplished so far. And that's really what's so wondrous about the way the Torah says, Isha ki Sazria v'yolda zachar. Sazria means that there's the beginning of success, the beginning of life, v'yolda zachar. And out comes a zachar, meaning something that's positive, that's assertive, a power, a force in the world. Hainu she'en levarer oimek haloz. He's saying that what the Torah is hinting at is that the depth to which a person is capable of reaching into himself and finding a successful, great tzaddik is not even something that he is capable of being mevarer. What he said before, which is that the person is going to rise up to the tests. Again, he's repeating that, yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pushing, promoting by testing and challenging us, but when we succeed, it's not because we have succeeded, it's because the Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to succeed. We succeed beyond our teshuka, as he said before. In the earlier words, he said, we become even greater than our own desire and passion would have seen us become. Yaiser, v'yaiser mikfi teshukasai, he said before. And that's what he's saying similarly here. Ki efshar sha'al yidei zrizus teshukascha yivaleit ha-yeshua ha-nireis sha'aisa b'mikra. You know, when a person succeeds, it looks like, well, it just happens to be. And then you'll think about it and say, no, well, it's not that it just happens to be. The person worked hard. He worked hard. He worked on himself morally, worked on himself spiritually, worked on himself in Gemara and learning. As if it all depends in your Bechira, in the choices that man made in order to become the great man or the great woman. Amitis misuderes kein mitchilas habriya. Me'eis Hashem Yisparach. But in truth, all that you've become, all that has been now the answer to your prayer and your desire to become was something that, yes, it came true. That's because it was there, potentially with you. God given from the time you were born, from the moment of creation. Kisazriya. Kadosh Baruch Hu puts in a person tremendous abilities, gifts, talents. They're all there. And then Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, plays with us and says, are you going to use them? I'm not going to let you succeed right away. I'm not going to make it so easy for you. Because that's not greatness. That's not value. That's not really godliness. You can rise to that only if you're challenged, and I'm going to challenge you. Now, how much does it mean to you to bring out the greatness that's in you? Do you want it? Will you work to bring it out? But it's in you. So that's what's so wondrous. It's in you. So you, it's part of what you're capable of. So you can't take credit. Yet, you have to work hard to bring it out. And your schar ne'olam haba is ultimately, yes, you made something out of yourself. V'zehu v'yolda zachar, haynu, Yeshua misuderes mitchilas habriya. It's a Yeshua, it's greatness, and becoming a Zachar, meaning becoming a great and important person, making a difference in this world. But Kisazriya V'yalda Zachar, meaning it was always there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the very beginning, at the time when a young person was conceived, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, this person can be, I'm going to make it possible for him or her to become, hoo-ha, hoo-ha. But then in life, the challenge is for him or her to actually do the work to become. In the next piece, he says that Yishaki says, Revi Yalda Zachar V'tama Shivas Yamim is allegorically referring again to this desire to become, to grow, and to the prayer that a person prays to be with Hashem, to come close to Hashem, to gain in the next world, to have ultimately Olam Haba, and to be there. Hatam l'tumazu. But why the tuma shivas yamin? Why the tuma? And what does the tuma have to do with what we're talking about, which is that a person is striving and davening and becoming great, and then the Torah says v'tuma shivas yamin. What does tuma have to do with this? Everything's so good, the person's working so hard, achieving so much. What is this meramis to? There's a hint to something in these words of v'tama shivas yamim. Hatam l'tumazu al-pi mashal. And you can understand it with a mashal, with a parable. L'echad shibo b'vakashu l'melech. Somebody is coming with a request to the king. V'kasav b'kashasoy al-niyar grua. He writes the request respectfully, beautifully, on scrap paper. Instead of a nice formal letter or parchment, he writes it on plain, you know, lined paper. You know, a legal pad at best. Af sheyafa bikesh. He asked very nicely and correctly. The words, the ideas, respectful. honorific, proper, all good. And as far as what he's asking for, he's absolutely correct and right. And it's good for him and good for the king and good for the kingdom. V'gam ha-melech, anahu l'toiv. And the king answers in the positive. King answers in the affirmative. Your request granted. Ach, mikal makayim. Tziva ha-melech li'asroi. But the king still says, he has to be brought to task. Al shaba b'mevukashoi b'niyar gerua. Because he requested what he requested on such flimsy stationery.
Disgraceful.
It's not respectful to ask your and to present a note, a letter, a formal letter of request on a piece of paper that's not, you know, it has to be on proper legal, not only legal paper, it has to be on stationery. Should be on fine stationery, good quality, the right thickness and the right size, and maybe with a seal. You know, it has to be done right. Kein hu tefilas ha'adam lefnei Hashem Yisbarach. The greatest person, whoever you might think of, but the tefillah ultimately comes from a flesh and blood human being, and certainly when we begin to truly daven to Hashem, ki tchilasa nitzmachas min meuras haguf ba'olam hazeh. Our tefillah begins with an event that's very down to earth. It begins with our davening to Hashem, using our physical bodies, which is all we have, of course. But shahaya b'tfisa u'b'seichel katan l'ma'id. Our conception of what we're doing. Tfisa means the conception, the mental and emotional conception of what am I asking for? Why am I asking for it as I daven? Why am I engaged in my tefillah with Hashem? At first, even a great person, but at first, we begin in a very down-to-earth place from a very lowly position, thinking even yet about material needs. And even if we're talking to Hashem about spiritual needs, but the very beginning of them, they still relate to my flesh and blood being. I would like my flesh and blood being to be more spiritual. But it starts out on some level for each of us, and not only early in life, but every time we daven, it starts out. B'seichel katan. It starts out with a certain seichel katan, which means smallness of perspective. A very small conception, a smallness of what is it I wish to do, what is it that I'm asking for, and why. A small-mindedness, if you want to take it literally. Because it's only after you let go of the smallness, and let go of your olam hazeh, and let go of the material needs, for sure. Shal yidei shehu mitzamtzem atzmai. When you limit hana'os and tanugim ba'olam hazeh, when you limit your involvement with your concerns of your needs, pleasures, of course, in this world, then poyel etzel Hashem Yisbaruch. That achieves by your davening, you achieve with Hashem shenoisen lechayim la'ol me'ad. Then you gain eternity. Remember, the more a person says and feels that his olam hazeh is so important, and that's what he's all about, and that's what he's davening for, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, okay, so I'll give you your olam hazeh. But the more a person lets go of that and says, no, I want greatness to be with you. I want holiness and to be with you. I want spirituality and to be with you. I want to understand and be with the great purpose that you have. I want to align myself with your will and with the great purposes for which reason you created me and the rest of the world. Oh, wow. That's different from saying, you know, I need parnosa, I need refua, I need whatever we need in olam hazeh. So when we leave that behind and we have moichin the godless, and we have a certain greatness about, and a bigger, wider perspective about what we are, who we are, and it's the neshamos that surge to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's my neshama that's looking to surge to join with Hashem, and that's what I'm asking for. Well, that's the way it's supposed to be. But it begins, inevitably, it begins from the beguf, from the body that speaks and needs. It's a reality. We're physical beings. We need to preserve the physical guf so that the neshama can live within us. Therefore, we are always like giving up a beautiful message and sending a beautiful message to Hashem, but the paper on which it's written is a little imperfect. Necessarily so. It's not our fault. It's not our fault. Because that's what it means to be a human being, to be flesh and blood. But in recognition of that, he says, that's why there's the Tama Shivas Yamim. That's why in every prayer there's this imperfection, that it does actually come from a flesh and blood being with flesh and blood concerns and needs, which he constantly has to put to the side and minimize. V'zeh pirish isha kisa zriya. Ha'tfila yichuna b'shem zriya. Tfila is something that you plant, right? Because you plant now, and by being answered later, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is answering like to the farmer who is putting seeds in the ground. In the Shmoneh Esrei, the second bracha, we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Matzmiach Yeshua. That the Yeshua that comes from Hashem is like something which is Tzomeach, something that grows from the ground. You put in, and it is set aside. It's actually not just put in the ground, it actually comes ultimately to ruin. It decomposes before the seed germinates, and then before new life begins. So it's called Isha Kisazria. It's a mashal, it's an allegory to prayer. Hatfila yichuna b'shem zriya. Ki kamoisha hazareya doimel ma'abed masha yeshlai. When you plant seeds, you're taking what you have, and instead of eating the seeds, or using them, or grinding them into flour, you're throwing them back into the ground. And they will decompose. Rak shemitzapeh sheyasig achakach harbe avur hama'at shehifrish lezera. You're hoping that that which you have set aside not to eat but to plant will yield yet more in the future. Kain v'yolda zachar. And so it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you will succeed. V'yolda zachar. Sh'al yedei ha'tfila yizke sheyitin le'Hashem Yisbarach Yeshua. Shehu chai oylem b'li hefzik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will respond and will respond with giving us chai oylem, giving us oylem haba. But when you start your davening, ultimately you're a flesh and blood person. And you are asking for things that are of a material nature, certainly during the 6 days of the week. And perhaps he's hinting to us here that if you set those things aside, it's like a farmer burying the seeds in the ground. But certainly the prayer, the fact that you're davening, is compared to being Zoreya, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yeshua is what is Tzomeach, Umatzmiach Yeshua. V'tama shivas yamim haynu mepnei shetfilosei haysa bigavon mimu'urais haguf, because your tefillah was colored. It had a tinge of that which the body is all about. It's not only that your body davens and that your lips express the words, but that your guf ultimately is in this world, and your tefillah emanates from a physical place and from a physical body with physical needs. Hadoim l'mashal hanal, that can be compared to the paper on which a beautiful request and a beautiful idea was expressed to the king, but it's a mere piece of paper instead of a beautiful piece of parchment. We and our davening is a beautiful, desired message that we say, Hashem, we want, we need, and we want to be with you. But we are the imperfect paper on which that message is articulated and with which that message is delivered. And that's something we humbly have to know. And that's what's merumaz, that's what's hinted to, where the Torah says, V'yolda zachar. There's an answer to Isha Kisazriya. The prayers are answered. V'yolda zachar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will provide, and provide with Chai Olam, V'tomo Shivas Yamim. But you have to know humbly that it comes from a very humble place. Comes from an imperfect place. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers those prayers nevertheless.